Hi, this is Michael Sansolo for PLMA Live, and today I'm joined by Cindy Loza, who is the senior editor of the Path to Purchase Institute. Cindy studies a lot of what is going on with marketing at the moment, and Cindy, one of the hottest topics out there is retail media networks, and I know you guys spend a lot of energy looking at that. Can you tell us what are the kinds of things companies do to be successful in their partnership on retail media networks?
I think that stems from the brands have always had a good relationship, right, with retailers, and that relationship's changed, right, as retailers invest more into their RMNs and their retail media business because they've become more of having their own media platforms. So I think that CPG brands they want to get their deliver the right message at the right time to the right customer, and they want to work with their retailer partners to see how they can best do that.
But when we're talking about private label suppliers, so some of the things that they have to do best, I would assume it's a lot of information and data sharing and a lot of collaborative work, isn't it?
Right. And I mean, I think that with private label, they have access to a lot of the same solutions, right, the national brands do with RMNs, but there has to be benefits to being the media owner and the brand owner, right? Having access to data and being more agile, right? The store brands will have more access to their retailer data, right? That they're mm-hmm. amongst their own company. So that's kind of cool. And they can be they can pivot and react to trends that they see, probably with more agility than, other third-party national brands.
Well, let me turn the question on its head.
Sure.
What are the kinds of things companies do that make for a bad relationship with retail media networks? And that could be problems caused by the retailer or problems caused by the supplier, private label supplier or national brand.
Yeah, I think that transparency, I think, is really important. You hear that a lot, measurement challenges and things like that, not getting enough the data from their retailer partners and things. But then even CPG brands, they're really thinking about how can they best talk amongst themselves, right? You had Shopper, you had Trade, you had national teams, and how they can all best work together, right, and in tandem. And I think that retail media has really changed that, right? They have to break down those silos and to deliver with the same objectives, right, to move the company forward.
Well, it's like with so many things, collaboration works better than competition or just simply arguing over silly things. I have to ask you this because we're exposed as shoppers to so much media in our lives. It comes through our phones, our televisions, all of our devices. As you look at the demographics, age generations, I'm a baby boomer. How are different groups reacting to this media they're being exposed to in a store?
Yeah, I think that it's so funny because what we're seeing is, and one of the things that we do in our proprietary research reports, we always ask what catches their attention, even if it's online ad or an in-store marketing ad. And you see for the broader market that something that communicates a deal or promotion always catches their attention or makes them want to learn more about the product and things like that. But for Gen Z and millennials or younger shoppers, they're less motivated by price, and these deals, and they are more interested in discovery and learning about a new brand or other things or trusting the brand and things like that. So it's kind of, it's been interesting to see, that general generational kind of divide.
And do the younger generations also like the new ways they're getting ads?
Yeah.
So we have to, if I am a supplier of products or a retailer, I've got to be kind of turning my media plan on its head here, don't I?
Yes, especially if that's the demographic that, you want to entice or, your core audience.
All right, but I have to ask this again as a boomer. I'm an aging boomer. Do you run a risk by doing some of this that certain demographics will be offended or put off by what you're doing while others may like it?
I think that's what the beauty of retail media is, right? Delivering the right communication to the right person, right? You can target, yourself with the right message, right? That's something that feels personal to you, but also something that's different to, maybe a younger shopper in a different platform, right? Maybe they should be engaged more through in-store retail media or online ads, and then baby boomers can maybe see a price promotion or something that will entice them. So it really depends on, you know, and that's what retail media, working with retailer media networks that you can do with that, right, is they can deliver the right message, right, through different different ad solutions.
Would you give any watch outs to product suppliers like the PLMA members? Are there things that you really shouldn't be doing, or are there things that they really need to get better at doing?
I think that you should be really upfront with your objectives of what you want to, you know, I don't think that you should go to a retailer and say, I want it all, you know, give me everything from awareness to, you know, conversion, all through the funnel, you know. I think you have to be realistic about what you, where you want to activate and what your objective or your KPI is. So I think that's, you know, from the forefront there. And you see a lot of this too, like examples, right? And every day, you know, you obviously, have, you know, we can shop at on Amazon, and you can put in like batteries, and you get served, you know, Amazon Basic ads at the top. That's not an accident, right? You know, and you get served these ads, and so just showing up when, you know, the shopper is looking for the right product, right, and engaging them in the right, you know, with the right way, the right platform.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, because omnichannel is so important these days, and pretty much every retailer, to some extent or another, is omnichannel. They have apps, they have websites, or they may have full shopping capabilities online. How do they have to look at retail media online differently than traditional retail media?
The retailer has this rich, you know, personalized data on their shoppers, and, you know, and leverage that as much as possible, you know, and I think that that's the great thing about retailer media networks, is that they have that rich shopper data. So leverage that as much as possible, and then even see how, like, you can holistically get kind of thread the needle with online activations, but also in store. Like, how are, you know, now you have a great online promotion, but how is that showing up in store when, you know, when someone's ready to convert, or, you know, or engaging that shopper when they're.
Cindy, I have to tell you, this is a very interesting topic, because it's so new, it has changed so much so fast, and no doubt is going to continue to change.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for being with us today and giving us a little bit of time and your insights.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And thanks to all of you for watching PLMA Live. Again, this is Michael Sansolo, and we'll see you next time.